Well, inaccessible workplaces, employer bias and systemic barriers are just some of the challenges that some people are facing trying to get a job when they have a disability. It's important to remember that around 1 in 5 Australians lives with a disability. That's no small number. And in the film industry, it's a difficult industry in general, but there is work underway to raise the profile of people with disabilities and other marginalised groups and try and connect them with job opportunities. This change is being driven by not-for-profit Bus Stop Films with Tracy Corbin-Matchett at the helm, a person who is hard of hearing. Tracy, welcome to Changing Australia.
Thanks so much for having me on, Sally.
How did this whole idea come about?
So Bus Stop Films began just over 16 years ago when two amazing filmmakers, Genevieve Clay-Smith and Eleanor Winkler, crafted a beautiful film together with people with disability called Be My Brother. That film won TropFest, which at the time was the biggest short film festival in the Southern Hemisphere, with the film called Be My Brother. And the lead actor, Jared O'Dwyer, who's a young man who lives with Down syndrome, won Best Actor. And Jared was really pained about his challenges to make it as an actor and to find employment in quite an exclusive industry. And so Genevieve and Eleanor worked together to ensure that they upskilled people with disability in the production of that film, but also on screen in both the storytelling as well, to open up pathways for people with disability to gain work above and below the line and in front and behind the camera in the screen industry. And 16 years on, here we are as a national organisation still championing the same cause to unlock employment opportunities, storytelling, acting and performance opportunities for people with disability in our amazing screen industry.
Tracy, why do you think it's so important to have people with disabilities represented not only in front of the camera but behind it as well?
We know working in film, TV and media that who is behind the camera really impacts what we see on screen. So in order to unlock opportunities for diverse people, we need diverse people in our crew, in our story rooms, on our production floor and in post-production and, of course, on our screen. It's really important for all of us to see ourselves in the stories that are told, whether that's our cultural identity, our disability identity or just where we live in general. When we have people working in the production and the development of those stories and those projects, we do see greater diversity on screen. It's such a warm moment, such a leveling moment when you can see yourself on screen, and when you don't, it's really disheartening. We know that the stories are told better and deeper when they have diversity in the production teams that bring them to life as well.
And as I often say when we're doing stories that connect with disability, it's 1 in 5 Australians living with a disability at the moment, and that changes throughout life. It's not as if you're born this way or that way. You're an accident or an illness away or other incidents away from disability. It's something that affects so many families around the country. What do you see from some of the participants who come in to work on some of these productions who may have felt excluded previously?
They have a sense of belonging, and that's really important. Our accessible filmmaking program, it's a 40-week rolling program. It's a community-based program. There are no exams, there's no assessments. And people come into the program, and it's primarily aimed at people who live with intellectual disability or autism. It is about filmmaking, it's about community capacity building, it's about connection, it's about transformational outcomes. And we see such profound change of people that might be really shy and insular coming into their own. They might be nonverbal, they're learning to communicate and speak. They're feeling connected and welcome, and they have pride in themselves. The feedback from the participants and from their parents is just a remarkable change in who they are and the connections and friendships, because they've found someone who loves film like they love it, someone that they can share their creative ideas with in an environment where it's safe and welcoming. Mm-hmm. And they can express themselves through the art form that they're really passionate about. It is transformational to see the change in behaviour and confidence in the young people that come through the program. And when they're getting employed, there's a greater sense of independence because they're earning a wage in an industry that they want to work in. And that's a really amazing outcome for any young person.
So,
Yeah.
Sorry, how does the program work? What sort of inputs and subjects are you covering?
So through the program, each class makes a short film and they work collaboratively on that. So they develop the thematics, the story, the script, they storyboard what the production might look like. They work with the costume designers, they work with the hair and makeup, they work with sound and lighting. Then when they're on the production, they're working in a mentor-mentee relationship with an industry professional who is helping them bring that production to life. So they're putting into practice the skills that they learn in the workshop, whether that's camera or directing, and they're working collaborative. So they're working on that team-building skill that you find on a film set as well. And then into post-production and editing, they're guiding that editing process. What does the sound design look like? What does the composition look like? Through to walking the red carpet and the film premiering.
Is there also input and training that's needed for the industry rather than training those who are trying to come in? Do you need to kind of do a bit of work with the industry so that it's ready to receive them?
Absolutely. Part of the work that we do in servicing the ecosystem of the screen industry is building that confidence in production companies and teams to work alongside a person with disability through the lens of inclusive filmmaking. We have a program called Inclusion in Action that we developed when we were supporting people with intellectual disability to be employed on a Disney film, Shang-Chi, because, you know, Disney, Marvel, big production, building that confidence in the heads of department to work alongside a person with disability so they understand the nuance of disability, how does that work within a production sense, how can they best support them and have that resource there and build that confidence in them so they feel comfortable. So we're making sure that we're placing people into culturally safe environments. And we also have a team of set trained disability support workers who are there to be on set in that production environment to support people with disability in carrying out their duties, but also support the teams that they're working with and feeling confident in how they best support and manage their access needs and other requirements for that individual on that set.
Tracy, you're hard of hearing yourself. What kind of experiences did you have in the industry prior to some of the change coming through?
I started to lose my hearing in my late 30s and it sort of culminated around the time that I was made CEO of Bus Stop Films that I had a dramatic hearing loss. I'm quite a confident person, but it challenged me. This is an industry based on networking. When you're in a noisy environment and you're not keeping up with the conversation or you're feeling left out of the, you know, all the Zoom and things that we now communicate with, it's quite challenging even for a confident person like myself to not hear what is happening and also to have that confidence to declare or to share that you have a disability. It's a bit of a coming out and feeling that, you know, that you're not going to be treated any differently or not get that job. And, you know, since that I have been quite out and proud about my hearing loss and wearing hearing aids, I've had other senior executives within the screen industry contact me and say that my, pride in my disability has encouraged them to proudly wear their own hearing aids or talk about their own disability within the context of employment, which I'm really, that warms my heart that is something that I've been contributing to. Any of us feeling safe and confident in the workplace, particularly in an industry that's not always known for being caring and considerate, we want to feel that that information is going to be treated respectfully.
You've been undertaking some remarkable and highly valuable efforts. How important do you think it is, in your view, for broader change across the industry?
I think it's really important. The screen industry is such a powerful medium for social change. There is no greater piece of advocacy than digital advocacy with screen and content. And we want to see more people with disability creating content, employed in the production of that. A lot of the work that we've been doing is around systemic change. We've got our Driving Change Summit coming up shortly, where we're bringing the industry together to really explore and elevate the policy and strategy around disability within the screen industry, the employment of people across film, TV and advertising. I've been championing to the federal government to get an amendment to the job access policy to support the creative industries, because job access is the federal government's flagship policy on disability employment that supports employers to host a person with disability within their team. And currently, some of that policy doesn't really reflect the gig economy and project-based work that the screen industry and other creative industries has. So I've had a few conversations and lots of pitches to government to explore a policy change there. My advocacy work is really around ensuring that people with disability get to work in the jobs that they want to work in. And if for you, that's working in the screen industry, we should be opening those pathways as well.
Tracy, thank you so much for being my guest today.
Thanks so much, Sally.
You've been listening to Tracy Corbin-Matchett there, CEO of Bus Stop Films, trying to get more people with disabilities into the film industry.